highway. So, you're going to be tunneling, you're going to be there for cutting. And the person's going to feel very far from us. But Pesach Sheni teaches us the important lesson. No matter how tana you might be, no matter how far you might be from Yerushalayim, Derech HaKadosh, Hashem will give you that second chance to be close to Him, to be connected to Him, to serve Him, but only if you care enough that you ask Him for this. So you have to be conscious of this. Rashi says, very famous Rashi, when Yaakov was in Lavan's house, and Yaakov comes back after many years, and he sends a message to Esau. In Lavan Garten, I have lived with Lavan. As everyone knows the famous Rashi, but Garten is the same letters as Tar Yag, and he's telling Lavan, Tar Yag Mitzvah Shamarti. I kept 613 mitzvahs. Now the obvious question is, how can Yaakov make the claim, even if he knew the whole Torah before he was given? Look, he knew that. He will have coded. That's fine. But how can he possibly say, I kept the whole Torah? He was in the Torah. A lot of the mitzvahs, Truma, Maser, who was it going? He could only do it in Eretz Yisrael. How could Yaakov make the claim, Taryag mitzvos shamart? So the Chasam Sefer says, excuse me, a beautiful quote. Maybe we're mistranslating the word shamarti. We translate shamarti as I'm keeping them. But there's another translation. When Yosef had dreams that his brothers would bow down to him, and he told those dreams to his father and to his brothers. So the Chumash says, by the time of Bolechav, his brothers were jealous. But what does it say about Yaakov? Avid Shamar. What does Shamar mean? So Rashi says, Shamar is Yoshev Umitzakah. Yaakov was sitting and hoping and yearning, when would this happen? So shomar doesn't have to mean keeping. Shomar can mean waiting and yearning. So the Chasam Sefer says very beautifully, when Yaakov says, Taryag mitzvah shamarti, it is the same meaning as aviv shamar es hadavar. What he's saying is, all the years I was in Chutzlaretz, I was always waiting and yearning when I went back to Eretz Yisrael to keep the mitzvahs. So that feeling, all of you can have, right? Go to Chutzlaretz. Your heart and your soul is connected to Yerushalayim, to the Torah, to Avodas Hashem. And in that way, even if your physical body is in the north or Idaho, Baltimore, or California, I don't know if you're in Idaho, probably. Yeah. Somebody from Idaho?
Canada.
Come on. Okay. Yeah, close. But nevertheless, your body can be in one place, and your heart and your soul can be in another place. And I'll just end with the Chaim's famous voice. When Moshe Rabbeinu was standing by the burning bush, and Hashem said, take off your shoes, because the place where you're standing is Admas Kodesh, the Chabad Chaim says. That is a message to every person, that where you are, there's a potential for Kedusha. You can find Kedusha wherever you are, and you have the responsibility to find Kedusha wherever you are. I want to wish you all much, much love. I enjoy this. Well, I have a little favor. I know that obviously people are recording this. If somebody would be able to talk to me about sending the Ukrainian client to collect recordings of Shiloh, I don't know if anyone would be able to talk to me about it. If you're interested, send me an email. I'll be happy to be very, very grateful. Thank you.
I don't have all that.
Whatever you have, I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for talking.